Garland drives, floats it up off the glass and good. Darius Garland, 37 points now. And the Cavs lead it 116-87.
Yeah, 37 for Darius, and Colin Sexton added 22. They asked Coach Bickerstaff after the game about this this 1-2 punch backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, I think they played, like, the numbers they put up are what star backcourts are capable of, and that's what they do consistently. You know, when you think of the elite backcourts in the league, you look at those numbers, and those numbers come consistently. And I think our young guys, you know, are still growing. But those are the, when your backcourt plays like that, that's how you carry a team.
125-101, Cavs over the Spurs yesterday. Joining us to talk about that as well as other things, Tim Alcorn joins us. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Well, you get me nervous when you say as well as other things. Oh. But no, Bruce, I'm doing fine this morning, doing great.
All right, that's good. Are you going to be back for the call against Oklahoma City, or what's the...
Yes, I will be. I will be handling the play-by-play duties Thursday night.
All right, just so we can clear things up as well.
You can list me as probable on the injury report.
Oh, right. Yes, able to take. Was it appendicitis? Is that
yes? Yes. Saturday, the appendix decided we want out. So, and when your appendix says we want out, you don't ignore that. So,
all right. Well, I'm glad you're... So how many stories of health issues from other people have you received in the last 20, 72 hours of what things that they had removed at all? Anything? Or any... I mean, it's a little... People at least are, you know, empathetic for it and kind of understand it and say good catch, as they say. You don't want to mess with anything like that.
Right. So. Well, no, it isn't something that it's silent. Believe me, it lets you know when it needs to happen. So it just got worse and worse on Saturday, and I thought, boy, this isn't right. I had a feeling what it might be, and sure enough, that turned out to be the case.
Okay, well, we're glad you're doing okay, and look forward to the call you have against Kansas City. How about the Cavaliers last night with the, was it the, you know, big quarter kind of set the stage for everything last night?
I'll tell you what, and Darius Garland was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I go all the way back to the Cavs mini bubble, as they called it, when they all got together. And following that few days, everybody was raving about Darius Garland. And, of course, we as media members weren't allowed in, and there are little glimpses of video here and there. But everybody said, boy, has he looked great. And his year two compared to year one, not that year one was a disaster, but his year two has showed marked improvement, and this young man has a bright future. And we've talked before, guys, about when J.B. Bickerstaff has all of the pieces together, it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to work with. And even without Jared and Larry Nance last night, with Kevin Love and Dele back, it gives you the opportunity to see more of what the Cavaliers lineup has the potential to look like.
Well, if you're not into play, you can't really say about it. You know, so there's always that hope, which is the positive part of it. And I think also the fact that they've been sort of able to work with the two guys in the backcourt when they drafted Garland. They wonder, well, how's this going to all fit? Is this too many people? But they all moved into the right roles, I guess, at this point.
Exactly. Well, Darius Garland, in my opinion, and not that that matters any, but he is certainly more of a point guard than Colin Sexton. I think there was, you know, this talk that Colin Sexton isn't a point guard. I don't think he ever was a point guard. He's a scoring guard. He's a two guard, as they say, where Darius Garland is more of a natural point guard who can also score. Sometimes you have that point guard that does nothing but distribute, and that's fine. But Darius Garland is a point guard who can also score the basketball. He's a terrific weapon in that backcourt.
Tim, talk a little bit about the gentleman. Is it Hartenstein who came over recently? How's he fitting in?
I'll tell you what, Craig, he has looked very good so far. He didn't see a lot of action out in Denver, and that's understandable because they've got one of the premier centers in the league in Nikola Jokic. So with Jokic basically getting the majority of the minutes, Hartenstein's time was limited. So he comes from Denver in the JaVale McGee deal, And it's a small sample size, but boy, when he's on the floor, good things are happening for the Cavaliers. He's a solid 7-foot guy, and one of the things that has really opened the eyes of JB and the staff is his ability to pass the basketball. He's got a decent-looking shot, so again, small sample size with Isaiah Hartenstein, but he's been impressive in the minutes that he's played for the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers turned things around, at least with the win stopping the skid. Obviously, we hopefully to start to build on that. What can we see when we go up against Kansas City? Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Oklahoma City. OKC, you know, they've gone the youth route as well. So this is a very, very young team. They've pretty much dismantled what they had there as far as veterans, and even the veterans that they have, they're not playing them much. It's a full-bore rebuild for Oklahoma City. So this is a team that, you know, has been struggling as they go through their own process, as they call it. So perhaps this is one that the Cavs can steal on the road Thursday night, and all of a sudden you're looking at a 2-1 road trip. So you'll take that every time, and then the Cavaliers get back home for a Saturday night game. And I kind of emphasize that because anybody that has the Cavs pocket schedule or the schedule somewhere, it was originally a Friday night game, but with some COVID happenings around the league, the Cavs game against Toronto on Friday got pushed to Saturday. So just to update everybody's schedule, that's a Saturday game. So it's a back-to-back weekend with Saturday and Sunday games down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
The NBA just wanted to give us another back-to-back so we could play a Saturday, Sunday, and just to see how you guys can handle it, that type of a thing. But
it's been a lot of back-to-backs. Right. And not that there isn't normally some, you know, littered throughout the season, but there's been a lot of those as they tried to get those 72 games in before the middle of May.
Right. Well, you won't talk about back-to-backs anymore. Just go and play. You're lucky enough to play the games when they're scheduled and go up against it. Well, again, we look forward to your call coming up on – by the way, when you were – well, I can't say – I don't know – were you like calling the game off the TV? Because even the same, if you were watching any of the games, I'm not sure if you had. It's almost the same thing of being there, except there's no Jim Jones to your left.
Well, it's funny. My dad and his wife are visiting for Easter, and as I was watching the game last night with the sound down, I explained to them, I go, well, this is how I now call games when I'm down at the studio, just like I'm doing right here in my family room. I'm watching it and, you know, calling the action as I see it on the television. So, yeah, I'll be back in the studio Thursday night, and then it'll be good to be back up in the Joe Tate perch on Saturday and Sunday.
You could do like a road show. You could just take it on the road. People could come to a place, and they could have a TV, and you could sit and call the game. It's kind of like a nightclub act you could take on the road doing something like that. Just
I will say, I wasn't calling the game last night, but I'll say this. What the Cavaliers production crew and engineering crew have been able to do, because, yes, I was watching it on a television last night, but I also explained to my dad and Phyllis that as I'm wearing a headset calling the game at the studio, all the noise from the arena is being pumped into my headset. So I'm hearing the whistles, and I'm hearing the yelling from the players, and I'm hearing the coaches. And so, yeah, that's it. Does it feel like you're there? No, there's nothing that can replace that, but it's as close as possible when you're hearing the buzzers and the horns and the whistles in your headset while you're watching the television.
Tim, did you keep your appendix?
What? This is not like General Motors where they give it back to you to make sure your parts.
Greg, the one thing I didn't need this morning was a belly laugh.
It's on the jar right next to your gallbladder there on the shelf over there. One piece at a time, Tim, I think is the song.
I'm telling you. No, Craig. In fact, I didn't even look at the picture. Do you want to see the picture, Mr. Alcorn? No, I don't.
Just get it out of here.
I saw it on eBay this morning, by the way. It's going. Oh, Craig, why did you? I never wanted to hear more Zamfir at the moment than right now, Craig. I don't know.
But yes. The last time I heard Zamfir is when I couldn't sleep, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and there was an infomercial for Zamfir, followed by an infomercial for Boxcar Willie.
Yes,
you went from Zamfir to Boxcar Willie at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I hear that train a-coming. Yeah, exactly. Well, Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully we're not going to laugh you too hard this morning, but we're glad you're doing
okay. Laughter's the best medicine, gentlemen.
That's
so.
Well, Cavaliers and OKC coming up 7:30 on Thursday with the tip-off around 8 o'clock. Be well, Tim. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No, don't play that Dr. Zhivago. You're going to get me on the Dr. Zhivago trip.
Beautiful music in movies, on radio and TV.
Yes.
He's sold over 20 million records
around the world.
His name is Zamfir.
Oh, Zamfir. Wait a
master of the pan flute, that magical instrument with the unforgettable sound. Now in his magnificent all-new collection, Zamfir plays the world's most beautiful melodies.